Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Welcome to Time Out for Music, presenting the Gologan Ethno Rock Band and its music brew. The Bulgarian band for ethno rock poetry, Gologan, looks like an experiment in which poetry and music merge. The two poets, Peter Chuchov and Ivan Hristo, founded it 10 years ago. Later on, they invited friends for a more diverse creative process. The name of the band Gologan derives from the Bulgarian word for a petty coin from 1881. Listen first to their composition, White Rose. Our guests in the studio are Gologan members Peter Chuchov and American Angela Rodel, a mandolin player, an ethnomusicologist and translator of fiction.
В началото това си бяха почти такива литературни перформанси. Вече когато дойде Анджела, може би година по-късно.
At first we held literary performances, Peter Chuhov says. A year later, when Angela joined us, music began to dominate our work. There were other newcomers to the group too. Ivan Velev, bass, and percussionist Grisha Manikatov. Poetry has been slightly eclipsed by music since then. Now we present our poetic works between the songs, explains Peter. Some of the lyrics of the group emerged as poetry, and this important connection will never be lost, argues Angela.
Музиката, която най-обичам, е българска музика и рок музика, и мисля, че Голган е идеалният баланс между.
The music that I love best is Bulgarian folklore and American rock. I think that Gologan is an ideal combination of the two. Our songs come spontaneously during rehearsals. A guitar riff is played, and then melodies with Bulgarian motifs come to me. When we got started 10 years ago, most bands performing world music had a focus on jazz, not so much on rock. This is what makes us different, argues Angela Rodel. Next, Gologan with Kaval Reggae. Peter Chuhov has had strong experience with a few rock bands, including Subdibula, Tutaksi, Stanley, and more recently Latex. How about his relationship with folklore?
Аз съм от това поколение, което е израснало с този обработен фолклор, който чисто на мен, специално на мен, не ми харесва особено.
I'm from the generation that grew up with folklore arrangements. I do not like this genre too much, as all such songs sound the same way to me. But even before I met Angela, I was buying records with folklore, not recorded in a studio, and I really loved it.
За мен също този автентичен, неаранжиран фолклор е най-големият източник от песните, които ние използваме, които аз съм учила от някакви хора.
Authentic folklore is the source from which we draw motifs for our songs, says Angela. Some of them I have learned from people in the villages as well as from field recordings. They have a special charge that fits our music, explains Angela Rodel. This has been Thirsty Horses. The first 12 songs of the Gologan band have not been officially released on CD. Now the musicians have been working on new ones to become part of an album due to be released next year. The start of the project was given with Thirsty Horses. Gologan was a special guest with a recital at the final concert of the Golden Spring 2014 radio competition. And in the fall, it attended a festival in Romania, Manifest, from the 6th to the 8th of September. It was an event opposing the exploration and extraction of shale gas there. The festival was very well organized and was not unlike Woodstock, with benches and bundles of hay in the field, Chuchov recalls. Angela adds that the festival featured various music styles from jazz to rock and reggae. Gologan presented their songs with rock and folk motifs, and the audience responded with dancing. The 10th anniversary of the band is a good reason for a concert. The date for it has not been set yet, but it will most probably be given in a Sofia nightclub next month. And there is some more from Gologan, A Song in A.
Thank you.
сега спеем Time Out for Music featuring The Gologant Band.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.